Welcome to Let's Do It Radio, third Sunday, fourth Sunday service,
yeah.
January 23rd, 2022. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, broadcasting to you worldwide. Some of you may not know, the owner of DoItAllInTheMall.com, our sister Sharon Salisbury Frazier passed away on December the 21st, 2021, and we are wanting to continue her legacy of Let's Do It Radio. Even though Sharon has passed away, we love to have you her continued support, as she loved to have her church services, so we are continuing church services as well as other segments throughout the week. So let's clap your hands by giving Reverend Ronnie Marshall, Assistant Pastor at Virginia Baptist Church in Wrightsville, Arkansas, an arousing, warm welcome. Yes, we are going to welcome Reverend Ronnie. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome, welcome. Okay, yes, here we go. Welcome, Reverend Ronnie. You like that?
I told you we're going to have some church today.
I told you we're going to have some church today. And so now we will have greetings from Reverend Ronnie, and then we'll have a song from one of his albums, the Praying Man album, God's Got a Blessing for You. Go ahead and greet us, Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
Good evening, everyone. God bless you, and I'm glad to be with you all this evening. I feel rejuvenated and I feel consoled in the Spirit of God. So grateful for his goodness and kindness and mercy that he's bestowed upon us. And I'm glad that everybody that's on is on, and those that are coming on will come on. We're looking forward to be blessed. There is a word from the Lord, and it's a word that is a life-changing word. God bless you.
We'll be back to you. Yes, God's got a blessing for you, sung by our very own Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Yes. For you by our very own Reverend Ronnie Marshall off of his The Praying Man album. Now will you please bow your heads for an invocational prayer? Yes, dear Heavenly Father, Almighty and loving Father, Creator of heaven and earth, we praise you and adore you. You are the King of Kings. We humbly ask your forgiveness for our sins. Have mercy on us, O Lord. We have gathered here in your presence. We open our hearts, minds, and souls to worship you. Send us your Holy Spirit to be our guide and to give us the wisdom to understand your will and your way. Enlighten our minds and let your love be upon us. Thank you that today we will dwell in your kingdom and live in your presence. Thank you that as we gather together, we join all listeners across Let's Do It Radio worldwide to glorify your holy name. We thank you, Father, for the precious time you have given us. Come be with us, inspire us, and lead us in our time together. All this we pray to you, Lord Jesus Christ, your Son who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever. We ask this in your darling Son Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And amen. And now we're going to hear a little bit about Mr. Ronnie Marshall, who has been assistant pastor for 8 years and is a soft-spoken man who has been a national ambassador for Christ for years. His many attributes as singer, songwriter, guitar player, recording artist, and TV producer with a record entitled The Praying Man Album, with another album in the making soon to be released. After this next selection from Reverend Ronnie Marshall, we'll be graced with his eloquent words from God. This song that we're going to hear is Jesus is Coming to Make Me Better, from the Praying Man album. Amen, amen, amen.
I'd like to talk to you for a moment. And here's what I got to say. Gold's all over the floor, and diamonds are all on the wall.
That must not be nobody but the devil. Hold on. We're going to continue. Continue this song. Let's start it over again. There you go.
I'd like to talk to you for a moment. And here's what I got to say. Gold's all over the floor, and diamonds all on the wall. Nights been long and cold. Don't so-so. If your nights been long and cold, don't you worry no more. Jesus, he wanna console your soul. And whenever you've been going through, when now Jesus can make it better, make it better now for yourself and better for you. If you've been down in the barrel of despair, don't you worry no more, Jesus, he really cares. And now if you've been down in the barrel of despair, don't you worry no more, Jesus, he really cares. And whenever you've been going through, when now Jesus don't make it better, make it better now for you. Make it better. So better for you. So better for you. Better for you. But now Jesus come, make it better. Better, better, better for you. Better for you. It's gonna be better for you. Oh, Jesus gonna make it better. Children stay in school. Stay in Sunday school and you'll learn. You'll learn the golden rules. Make it better. If you're living in poverty, he said, those that are poor, if you're rich and you're not poor no more. Ooh, if you're living now beneath your privileges, and sad you, Jesus is coming to your life and make it all right.
And now we'll be graced with Reverend Ronnie Marshall from Wrightsville, Arkansas.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. God bless you, Sister Inez.
Thank
you. Doing such a wonderful job. Stepping in the stead of Sharon. And all of you all, DJ, and to all of you all that it takes to spin the wheels behind the scenes on this worldwide program. And tonight we have a very, very beautiful word from the Lord, and it's going to bless you because it blessed me and still blessing me. First John, 4th chapter, and we'll begin at the 4th verse, and we'll go as the Lord lead us. But just before I go into the word of the Lord, it was impressed upon me by God. Tonight I'm going to sow a seed into our host, because she hosts all of our shows.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps the wheel turning. All of our music, as you can see, she got the genres. She play it, whatever we want her to do. On this show, Miss Inez, she get right to it. So tonight, I'm pledging and sowing the seed of $100, and I wish everybody else that would follow me would do so, because we do need her. These programs, these worldwide shows, teaching the gospel, giving hope to people in all aspects of the world. It's so needed. And it is a platform for ministers and evangelists and bishops and apostles to come on and get the word around the world. Because Jesus said, gospel have been preached around the world, he said, then shall the end come. So now the end times are here. Harvest is plentiful, labor is few.
Yes.
Now here's the platform where everybody can get the gospel that you The revelation that God has given you is a marvelous mm-hmm. opportunity for you to get it all over the world. How do you do it? Let's Do It Radio. Right here, we're on the same platform tonight. Call in from anywhere in the world, 1-845-241-9985. You're on. So
yeah.
I urge you all tonight to proceed with me and all of the other DJs, all of the other people who have programs on this platform, Let's Do It Radio. I urge all of you all tonight to follow suit with me. Our sister Inez shouldn't have to want for anything, because guess what? She's devoting her time for the work of the Lord. For the Bible says the laborer is worthy of his hire. Muzzle not the ox that treaded out the corn. Think about it. God got her here in this position to help us get these revelations, these words out to these people. Do you know every time you speak Jesus' name, somebody is saved? Every time you
yeah.
open your mouth and you talk about God, don't you know somebody is delivered from something? At that particular
Man.
Moment, predestinated time, God got you talking and somebody is listening, whether they've been in the corner or whether they've been in the palace, whether they've been in the penitentiary or whether they've been on the street. Somebody is listening and somebody going to hear that name Jesus, and it's going to put their
yes.
heart and change them. So let us be a blessing. Let us be a blessing. Follow suit with me tonight, as many as possibly can. Please, follow suit with me tonight and sow that seed. Send it in to Let's Do It Radio. Put all in the mall. And I'm sure Sister Inez will correct me on that piece. But at the same time, she'll give you the straight send-in places where you can send this money in, and let's not let her want for anything. Why? Because she's devoting her time into the ministry. The Bible says they that live by the ministry, they that work the ministry should live by the ministry. They that work the altar should live by the altar, and they that work the functions should live by the function. So it's our duty, as she sows her time into this very urgent and important ministry platform, is our duty to share the means that the Lord has blessed us with. You ain't got to have $1 million. You ain't got to have $10,000. Just $100. And if you can't sow $100, whatever you can sow from your heart, but be liberal. For the Bible says the liberal soul shall be made fat. Now, thank you. I got that now. Let's go to the word of the Lord, and let me share with you what God has impressed upon me and Sister Inez. Please, by all means, when I'm done here, give them the right places where they can send their seeds in, that we might be a blessing to you, because I want to be a blessing every time I come on, because you are really blessing me. I got new albums coming out. I need a platform
yes.
all over the world. Thank God you are here. And then all of you other artists, y'all on here, y'all listening to me, and you're around the world and you need your stuff played, send it on in. You know, and be a blessing. Have in your mind, I'm going to send this in, but I'm also going to be a blessing as well. God bless you.
Man.
Let's go to the word of the Lord. First, we'll go ahead, Sister Inez, if you don't mind, and share the information where they can send in their seeds.
You can send it to my Cash App, and the Cash App is $ANAI. S as in Sam, E, V as in Victor, A, L, C, O, U, R. Anais Daku, A, N, A, I, S, E, V as in Victor, A, L, C as in Charlie, O, U, R. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Now, everybody that sow a seed, guess what? You're going to be watered. For the Bible says, he that watereth shall be watered. God loves a cheerful giver. He that giveth liberally shall receive it bountifully. He that giveth grudgingly shall receive grudgingly. So let us let God see us sowing seed. Now, the sower sowed. He didn't just talk about sowing. He sowed. So you have to be a sower to sow. So let's sow, so that God might sow back into our lives. God bless you. Now, let's go
Amen.
To the word of the Lord. Okay. 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 4th verse. We'll start at the 4th verse, and then we'll go as the Lord shall lead us. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we of the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. On tonight, I just want to talk about greater is Jesus on the inside of me than the spirit of the enemy that's using the people in the world. Now, mind you, God in his wise providence, he's wanting us to have intimacy with him consistently that we might walk in the power in which he created us to walk in before the foundations of the world. Yes, God wants us. He wants the humans. He wants the creatures that he created here on the earth to be in intimacy with him on a daily basis, consistently, that he might teach us his ways and show us the power that he'd given to us when he decided to create us, when he decided to lay us in mama's womb. He had already thought about our lives, and he'd already set it in order what you will be, what I will be, and what I will be, and the part that I would play in his kingdom here on the earth. So we must understand it is important for us to put God on the main center of our lives and not on the back burner. It is important that God be our main focus in everything we do, in our marriages, in our jobs, on our homes, in our relationships of all kinds that we have. God must be number one. He must be introduced to the ones we are introducing ourselves to and the ones that we're being introduced. We must acknowledge God is first. And if God is first in your life take on a different meaning. Some people say, what are you talking about? Well, a lot of people are hung up in the Adamic fallen nature, and they're trying to find success where no success really is. Some people say, well, why you say that all these popular people, stars and celebrities, so on and as such. All of those people are just people that are working. They're just busy people, but they are regular people. And they knew that no matter how much they accomplish on this earth, they too have to leave it all and have to appear before the God that made them. You see, the mountaintop experience is not for you to plateau yourself upon some pinnacle or put yourself on some pedestal where you're there alone. That's not what the mountaintop experience is all about. When God gives you success, and when he gives you the things that you desire, when he puts your feet on solid rock and establishes you, it doesn't put that there. He don't put you in that position for you to become egotistical or self-centered. No, he don't do that for that reason. He puts you there that you might be a witness of what the power of God can do in a human being's life here on the earth. Okay. Some people say, well, I got to be a part of the system, and I got to be a part of this fallen nature in order to get somewhere or in order to accumulate the things, tangibility, to have things and to have money and to be this and that. No, you don't have to have the world to get money. No, God said all things are yours. God said your creator who created you, who formed you in the belly, says to us through this word of God, he said, I've given you all things. He said, let nobody deceive you when you make it or you think you have accomplished something or achieved something. He said, let nobody deceive you. He said, I have given you all things. And I did it for your joy. And then he said, I did it that he made God may be glorified. He gave us all things that he might be glorified. But there is an enemy who want to hinder my thinking from putting it toward God. He wants to hinder my actions. He wants to hinder my service. He wants to hinder me in every aspect when I go to do good towards the kingdom of God and to stand on the will of God. The enemy don't want that to happen. See, the enemy is the god of darkness of this world. He's the one that has blinded. He's the one that have blinded people that they don't want to serve God. He's the Bible say they have not heard, and this is because they've been blinded by the god of darkness of this world. In other words, he have took their sights off of Jesus and put cataracts upon their minds so they won't think upon Jesus. You know, the mind is the faculty whereby we think mentally. So the devil, he wants to put a spirit there that's next to your soul and your mind, and that spirit tells you to do everything contrary to Scripture. And if we are not in the Word of God, if we're not in intimacy with God, if we're not praying as we should pray, if we're not including God in every aspect of our life, then that spirit from the god of darkness of this world will cause us to be lukewarm or cause us to walk backwards. You've heard people say a backsliding nation of people. Well, we have just about accomplished that. We have just about accomplished that. Even sadly to say, even the ones that are in the church, there are people in the church but have a backsliding mentality, talking about I can do everything the world do for my relaxation. I don't need to do what the world do for no relaxation. The best peace you'll ever have is when you rest in the power of the Most High God. It could be a storm. It could be everything going on. But if you rest in God, guess what? It'll be like it didn't even happen. And so that speaks to the point. Greater is Jesus in me. Greater is the Holy Ghost in me than he that is in the world. Now, greater is the Holy Ghost because what did Jesus say? He said, it's expedient that I go away, that the Comforter will come. And when the Comforter comes, he said, he would lead you, me, and guide us into all truth. All truth. Well, the agnostic thinkers, the fallen nature thinkers, the people that remains in a fallen state, mentally of mind, that they can do anything and everything that they want to do, and it's all right. Well, those people with that carnal frame of mind who do not want God consistently, well, then guess what? The devil is going to keep you repeating yourself because that's all the system of the world does. The system that has parted itself from God and said that I don't want God in the schools, I don't want God in this, I don't want God taking my money, I don't want God in nothing. People are striving in the world. Their biggest hope is to make an ungodly nation. The Antichrist, the kingdom of the world, the beast, the devil, their whole objective is to make an ungodly nation, people that don't want God, and say, it's all right if I don't want God because I can do what I want to do. But what they're doing, it doesn't pay benefits of success. It pays benefits of death. I don't care what nobody say. Doesn't matter. I don't want but backwards thinking, talking about I'm going forward. I'm looking at what's happening in this world. Everything that Jesus said is happening. I'm looking at sinful injustice done daily. I'm looking at criminal behavior carried out by those that's supposed to be judges of criminal behavior. I'm looking at lawyers. I'm looking at doctors. I'm looking at teachers corrupt themselves and belittle their titles because they're thinking it's all right because I've made it to the top. You're not on the top until you hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You haven't made it to the top until he say, come on in and enjoy the joy of the Lord. You haven't made it to the top because you get $1 billion or some millions. That don't make you on the top. No. You can go get Johnny Olsen up in the hills could have $1 million and be just as much as the Antichrist as the devil is. So money don't put us on the top. things don't put us on the top. It's the love that we have one for another that shows everybody who we are in God and show why God's mercy and his love and his grace keeps us in the place where we are. Now, the Spirit is the genius of us because it leads us to all truth. It brings the hidden mysteries of the kingdom of God to the forefront of our minds. It gives us the jubilancy to move forward regardless of what's going on in our lives. The Spirit of God opens our eyes to things that we can't see. The Spirit of God is the eye opener. He's the comforter. He's the one that brings us to the knowledge that we can live in God's divine attributes every day of our life. It's the Spirit of God, same Spirit that those people were standing by the seashore. It was about 500 people. Jesus was being carried up into heaven by the angels. And Jesus spoke unto them and told them these things. He said, it's expedient that I got to go so that he can come. If he comes, then he's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. He's going to open your eyes to mysteries. He's going to reveal to you what God himself expects out of us here on this earth. Do y'all know all around this world, God is not mad if you can come to him? He ain't angry with you. He don't want you to perish. He don't want you to go to hell. God don't want that.
Well,
I don't want you to suffer poverty. Yeah, a lot of people read the word of the Lord and they say, I'm just like Job. Now, you ain't like Job. You may have a similar Job testimony, but you're not Job. You are you, and you got a responsibility to stand up for God just like Job did. You got to do like Job done, but you're not Job. You're not Joseph. You're not Joseph's brothers. You're none of the people that was in the Bible. You have similar experiences because you're walking and trying to be as close to God as they were, but you're not them. You got a responsibility right here while you are alive in this modernistic world, in this civilized life, as they call it, to stand up and to be recognized as a child of God with authority. Greater, remember, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. What is that to say? That means the world here is home, right? So the world going to hear the people that think agnostic. The world going to hear the people that think antichrist. The world is going to hear everybody that say, I don't want this God. And you ask yourself a question. Y'all got to be out of your minds. Why you don't want God? And God gives you everything. He's the one that controls this invisible life support, this breath that we have every day that you wake up and can breathe. God controls that. Why wouldn't you want the one that controls your very life? You got to be messed up in the head. Tell me that I want God. I want the world. What is the world doing to you? Just stop and think about it. What have the devil ever given you? He's never given me nothing but problems, troubles. Never wanted me to have nothing. The devil never wanted me to have nothing. People that love the devil never wanted to see me with nothing. That's why he took on jealous attitude and envy and all of this kind of the attributes of the devil. Why?
That's right.
Because they are not God conscious. Their mind is blinded. He done told them, say, don't be God conscious. But if you be God conscious, you can't kill yourself with smoking cigarettes. He tell you, if you can't be God, the devil, he bring up everything to keep you away from God, but he's not telling you why he's keeping you away from God. He bringing you to him, death. You see, the devil got a future. His future is the lake of fire. That's why he's going crazy. Yeah. That's why he's trying to deceive everybody. That's why he's blinding people. That's why he's giving people the spirit of, I don't want God. I want to do me. Ain't no such a thing as doing you. You're doing what a familiar spirit tells you to do. And that's, if it's contrary to the word of the Lord, you're doing what the devil says to. And if you do that, and if you do that long, guess what's going to happen? He going to kill you. He going to kill you. Look at all the people that the devil got dying right now because they've been told to don't smoke, and they're still smoking. Smoking, and they won't stop.
Well,
see, I got to do this. This is my enjoyment. This is my enjoyment. Have something killing you is your enjoyment. folk doing this and doing it, doing everything contrary to Scripture and talking about it's all right. This, no, it's not all right. If God wants you to live a cleaner and a holier and a more respectful life, if God wants you to be just like him because he made you in his image, what you rejecting that for? Oh, you think that because you're part of the aristocrats, you're part of the lineage, you're part of those that say we got it all and got a little numbers in the bank account, you say because we in that group, we somebody. No, you're not somebody because you're in that group. You have what you have because God has had mercy upon you and opened your eyes to know that greater is in you than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
Now, what do some people say? Some people say, what is all this for? What you talking about? People need to come to God, and people need to do that. People can do what they want to do. Yes, they can do what they want to do, but it doesn't mean what they want to do is the right thing to do. The Bible, so what says the Bible says the man, so thinking a man, so is he. So if you think that wrong is right and right is wrong, and you go after wrong, the Bible says the wages of wrong pay is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. A ways of a man might seem right in his own eyes, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Now, you can live a type of life here on this earth where you can actually go see God before you die. Some people say, nah, man, that's too much there. Well, no, it ain't too much. God said, I'm the same yesterday and today and forevermore. So Moses and Nabath and Abiff and Aaron, they was invited up by God to come meet him. It's over there in Exodus 24:9-18. They was invited up by God to come see the God of Israel. And the Bible said while they was there with God, they ate and drank. They saw him. They saw what he was standing on. And they said he looked like the clearest of heaven. Brothers and sisters, you can live a life so close to God to things that you didn't even imagine will pop into existence. I found out whatever you want, whatever you need, when you need it, if you trust in God, it's coming to existence. Look, think about it. The Spirit of God is leading us into all truth. That means that he can take over the train of our thinking from thought entry where thoughts are born in our mind, and he can connect us to our thought pattern to be nothing but God and Spirit, attributes of God, love 24 hours a day, joy 24 hours a day, peace 24 hours a day, happiness 24 hours a day. Don't you know that's a ruling factor? If you could have those attributes 24 hours a day, don't you know when the old nature dies out of a man or a woman, the new nature of Christ stands up in him? That's why the Bible says greater is he that is in he that is in the world. Then now you can call those things that are not as though they were.
Yes,
now
they
you
were.
Do have the power to cast out evil spirits. You do have the power now to lay hands on the sick and they recover. You do have the power to change the setting of the atmosphere. You do have the power to calls the demonic spirits that work for Lucifer day in and day out. You do have the power to tear down magistrates of the devil when you recognize greater is he that is you than he that is in the world. You're no longer a slave of history. You know, you become the friend of God. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's why we sing this song. That's why we sing this song. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Glory to your name. Why? Because guess what? All things are ours. As long as we serve God and we trust him and we believe him, then whatsoever we ask in his name, he shall do it for us. Tonight, you got to recognize, no, you are valuable in the kingdom of God. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you you're not valuable, you're not important. But you are important because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And when the people of God recognize that, then guess what happens? Change comes, even in the congregation. See, we need a change setting. We need a change setting in the church. It's not enough people in the church that believes that greater is in them than in the world. They still believe in, I got to go to the world to get this. I got to go to the world to get that. Look at the leaders of the church. And I'm not being critical, but just look at it for what it is. If the church really believed God, then the church would have its own hospitals. The church would have its own schools. The church would church would be separated from the world, and they should be separated from the world. But what happens? What happens? The church, as we know it today, lost faith in God. They got faith in money. Money is their faith. That's why they're stingy, scared to give up money, because they think, if I give this up, I'm going to run out. The Bible didn't tell us that we was going to never run out of no money. I don't know where I don't know what people come up with that. God owned the world and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein.
People get married.
Have a million-dollar wedding and be broke up in 6 months because they think they're running out of money. Now, wait a minute. You paid $1 million for a wedding. Now, what makes you think you can't make it through a marriage? But the devil tells them that he ain't got enough for you. She ain't got enough for you. Because you don't recognize. You're measuring each other by men's status. You're measuring each other's lives about the way of the world. God didn't tell us to measure each other's lives by the way of the world. The world is in a mess. Look at it. Look at the political system. Look at how they're trying to reverse even the voting rights, trying to tear that up to bring back what they call slavery. They want a plantation leader in the White House. They want to keep everybody down, not just the black. They want to play Shaquini with everybody, like, because why? They have no good intentions. They can't rise up above their own thinking. They measure themselves by themselves. What is that to say? Because John got $50 million, he's doing it like this. We supposed to do it like this. No, we supposed to do it like God want us to do it. Because what? God took his hand and went into mama's womb and made eyes and nose and ears and arms. He turned semen into a body. Man didn't do that. He didn't have the power to do that. God done that. So all praises and honor and majesty and power belong to God. And when God gets that, you remember he said, it's my people? He didn't say worldly people. He said, it's my people, which are called by my name, those that say I'm of God, those that say I'm in the house of God, those that say I'm a follower of Jesus, those that speak in tongues, and those that prophesy. He said, if my people would humble themselves, humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways. The church done got wicked now. God said they got to turn from their wicked ways. Wow, that's a problem. If the church got weakness, that's a problem. That's why he said y'all need to turn. And the reason why they got weakness is because they started acting like the attributes of the devil. Envy, jealous, murder, all of these kind of things. This is what's causing all of the turmoil. This is what's causing all of the plagues to linger. This is disobedience to God brings about a curse. I don't know who want to live in a curse, because it's hard when you're living in a curse. Nothing goes right when you're living in a curse. You can't keep nothing when you're living in a curse. You can't have nothing when you're living in a curse. Why? Because you're cursed. So right now, humanity, them that are blinded by the God of darkness of this world, they live in a curse. Those that say, I don't want God, you got a cursed life ahead. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they say. They lying. You ain't got no peace if you don't have God. You don't have no joy if you don't have God. Right. You got a delusion of joy. You got a delusion of peace. You got a delusion of happiness. That's why you're worrying about, is it going to fall apart? Well, yes, it's going to fall apart if God ain't in it. Yes, she's going to cheat if God ain't in it. Yeah, he's going to cheat if God ain't in it. If he ain't living by the standards of the Lord, reading the word of the Lord, well, God tells a man he must be faithful to one wife. If he ain't reading like this, well, yeah, he's going to cheat. You think if you're in the world without God, that your spouse, your mates are not cheating on you, you just as wrong as two left two. What's going to stop them? The devil is influencing them. So what's going to stop them if they ain't got God? Who leading the household if you don't have God?
That's so glad I got you, Master.
Think about the children. Why do you think there's no control in the children? Because you ain't raising them up in the fear of the Lord. You telling them it's all right. It's all, you telling the girls it's all right to tweak. You can do that. That's just childhood. No, that's when you say they just children, you just open the door for the devil to come in. When you won't correct them and you tell them, oh, you just doing it because you're young. Yeah, well, guess what? Lucifer comes in people's lives when they're young because they're at the most vulnerable stage. So, no, you ask the parents. Remember the Bible said, train them up in the way that you go. And when they're old, they won't depart. Don't be lazy on raising your children, training your children, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yes,
really teach these children, to give them a foundation where God can speak to their heart and to their mind as their creator and get them on the track that they've been predestinated to be on. But if you be lazy talking about you don't need the word of God, don't look at Martin. You got a problem on your
hands. Lord, change our lives.
Well, greater is he that is in us that love God than he that is in the world. The world will never outdo God. I don't care what it's looking like in this natural world that we're living in. If you don't have God, your life is in a mess. No matter what sorority that you're in, no matter what group that you're in, no matter what private society that you're in, if you don't have the true and living God functioning in your life and your affairs of this life, you got a problem.
Mm.
And most of the time, you're broke.
Well.
Amen.
Well.
You got problems if you don't have God, and most of the time, you're broke.
Have mercy.
Amen. You know why? Because the canker worm and the devil steal everything that you get. He keeps you spending money for stuff you already got. He keeps you trying to live on top of the yield when you barely have enough to live on ground.
Have mercy, man.
Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We that love God, we don't worry about money. Why? Because God always knows what we need even before we call him and ask him. Why we're calling the God that I serve and I've experienced it in my life, while we call him, he's already answering us. That's why the devil do not want you to know greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, because he don't want you to walk in what God created you in and predestinated your life to be in. He don't want you in that place with God. He don't want you to tap into the power of God because you are in the image of God. No, he wants you to be belittled. He wants you to be beat down. He wants you to feel like you're worthless. He wants you to feel like there's no hope for you.
And
if he can get you into a hopeless stage, he'll have you doing what he wants you to do.
Master.
What do we do? We come to ourselves. We come to ourselves. And then we humble ourselves to the Spirit of God. We quit thinking that we got it all because we came to church a long time ago. No, you got it when you're walking by God's Spirit day in and day out. Somebody said, you can't do that. Yes, you can. It's the best life in the world is to live the life of holiness. Holiness. What is holiness? Holiness is saneness of mind. And the scriptures leading your life. Holy is a lifestyle. You got to be whole before you talk about walking in holiness. You cannot be broken and talk about you walking in holiness. You cannot have one feet in faith and confidence in God and then one feet in doubt. And I don't really believe God. I believe what the world say partially. No.
Mm-hmm.
God said we must come to him. For here is he that made us, and not we ourselves.
We ourselves.
If you want the best life while you live here on the earth, if you want a closer walk while you live here on the earth with God, walk in the attributes of the Spirit. Turn the natures. Get out of the fallen Adamic nature, because you've been there. You've been hanging around there a long time. You've been using the wise favors from old a long time, and it haven't got you no further than what it is. If the black nation of people will humble themselves, mm-hmm. turn from their wicked ways, then God will exalt their nation into a place that it haven't been, where it should have been, and where it should be. But they first got to humble themselves. God didn't create me to live like my white cousins.
Hmm.
He didn't create me to live like my Hispanic cousins or my Asian cousins. He did not create me to live like that. He created me to live like him. Remember, he said, mm-hmm. I made you in my image.
Yeah.
Now, the image of my creator can make it rain and then turn around and make it sunshine. He can make it get cold below zero and then turn around and give us 100-degree weather. The creator I serve can have a person sitting here with me today, and tomorrow he can call their life support, and they won't be here no more. That's the God I serve. The God I serve can take you from rags and give you planes and pastors and sheep and cattle upon the pasture. The God I serve can do this. He can take you out of the Timbuktu and put you in the Rolls Royce. You won't know how it's done. You say, how did this happen? But he would have shown it to you in a vision. You see, everything God has shown to us in visions and dreams, God showed it to us. One day it's going to come to pass. Sometimes it takes the Holy Ghost to remind us. You remember God showed you this long time ago? So don't let the devil fool you about your visions and your dreams. Don't let him limit you. Talk about this ain't going to happen because you don't have this. Nothing happened because you had it. Everything that you got, you had to pray for it. Every accomplishment in your life, somewhere in your experience, you had to say, God, help me in this. And every single experience, you've always had to resort back to God, whether it was good or whether it was bad.
Yes.
Greater is he than us that love God, that believe that Jesus is his son, than he that is in the world. The Antichrist is already out there. They're trying to persuade people. Every time you turn on the channel, you got a group of people trying to tell people that the word of God ain't real. Every time you flip the dial, you got a group of people trying to tell folk, you don't need God. What is God? When was God made? And all this kind of stuff. I don't care what nobody says. My own personal experiences tell me that he's real. I ain't talking about what Moses done. I ain't talking about what Elijah done. They all done well, and God bless them. But I'm talking about what he's doing for me right now in this life that I've been living. And all the years that I've been living and I've been acquainted with him, I'm talking about that experience. They talk about, unless you need an Elijah spirit. No, you can call Ronnie, and Ronnie can tell you about some life experiences right up here where the greater in me brought me out, gave me wisdom and gave me knowledge on what to do and how to do it, and changed things around in my life because I was willing to change what I thought I knew and to learn some knowledge. You don't have any knowledge until you come into Christ, because the hidden wisdom and the hidden knowledge is wrapped up in Jesus. Greater is he in us that love Jesus than he that is in the world. Wherever you are tonight, in your mind, you can be what they call a whore. You can be what they call a no good person. You can be what they call a lost case or a menace to society. You could be a devil worshiper. You could be this and be that. But if you make a decision tonight that greater is in you than what you've been living all of your life, if you've been living your life like you've been living it for 40 years and you're still suffering and you're still down and out and you're still in despair, you still haven't gotten nowhere where you think you should be, well, then guess what? It's time for you to let it go. If y'all been living in the world all this time and the world ain't did nothing for your nation of people, it ain't did nothing for you, it's time to let it go. I don't understand how people can break out of a marriage after 2 years, but they can stay in sin for 40 years. Because they've been blinded, the Bible says, by the God of darkness of this world. At least they hear the gospel and be converted. That's why the church folk, it's got to be a difference between us and them in order for us to draw them. It's got to be a greater experience, a greater sense of confidence in us for us to be a witness to draw them.
Interesting.
God bless you all this evening. And I hope there's been something that's been said that would cause you to reflect and get out of the Adamic fallen nature. Ain't nothing to it, no way. And come on over here and hear what Jesus said. You're a new creature, and the old things are passed away. Now look at that. Jesus said, he that cometh to him is a new creature. And behold, all old things are passed away. Now, if you want things in your life to change and old things to go, I'm talking about all old things, all you got to do is make up in your mind, I'm going to serve my creator instead of the creature. So a lot of people have been following the creature because the creature has a delusion that they got it going on. But behind the scenes, they don't have it going on. They in misery. The devil is in misery. He don't have it going on because he's a part of God. He got a future. Uh-huh. His future's a doomed future. So he's in misery every moment. And he hates the children of God that testify to his doom. Well, I testify to his doom. You know why? Because I read it in the 19th chapter of Revelation, where that joker's going to be cast into the pit, the bottomless pit. Him, the false prophet, the beast, the devil, all the Bible says the dragon, they're going to all be cast over into the lake of fire. He gonna get his own medicine. He's been wreaking havoc upon people on the earth for a long time. But that joker got his day coming, and that's why he's so mad right now with the body of Christ. That's why he's trying to deceive as many people as he possibly can, because he have the lake of fire ahead of him. Anybody with a doomed future, guess what? You dealing with a full-fledged negative person.
Have mercy, Master.
Great is he in us that love the Lord than they that are in the world. And remember, if the world turn you down, they supposed to. Because Jesus just told us, he said, they won't hear you. They've been blinded. They can't hear you. When you say, Jesus can fix it for you, they can't hear you because the eyes have been blinded. And all Lucifer got them intoxicated on is what he want them to do, to keep them going further away from God. Notice Lucifer leadership don't lead you to prayer. It don't lead you to love. It don't lead you to peace. All about him is confusion, war, offenses, everything contrary to the Lord. Greater is he that is in us that love the Lord. Greater. So that means what you don't have, you can have it now. Because guess what? You're going to leave those things in the past behind, and you're going to press on. If you want the pandemic to go, people of God, turn from your wicked ways. If you want the pandemic to go, then repent. He will heal the land. That's what he said. He said, I'll heal the land.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get rid of the disease if the church folk ain't right. If y'all understand that greater is in y'all than them in the world, he said, I'll get it together for you. He said, if y'all get out of my congregation, jealousy, envy, murder, and all of the backbiting and all of the strife and all of the dissension that's going on, he said, if you get rid of that and all of your idolatry, worshiping things, worshiping your position, don't know how to treat the brethren because I have put you here and you say you did it by yourself, you want chicanery. If you get away from that, get away from the plantation mind, get away from treating your God's people how the slave master treated the slaves. And remember, everybody here in America didn't come over here on the ship. Some black people was already here before the ships landed up on the shores of America.
Yes.
Everybody is black. It's not descendants of slaves. For the most part.
That's right.
For the most part,
that's right.
Greater. I'm walking in the greater than, greater power, because he gives you power to do things that you don't normally be able to do. When you deal with the greatest he that is in me, and you follow him, follow him, you'll be able to do things that you're not normally able to do, because he gives you that power. He gives you that access. If you want access to gold, God live in gold every day. Nothing for him to chunk gold down on you like he do rain. It's nothing for God to throw gold down from eternity like he do rain or like he do snow. He's the same God. It pleased God when Moses came up to see him. It pleased him so much so he didn't even kill the other people that he intended to kill. So he's glad when he looks down from eternity and see us talking about what we're talking about tonight. See us speaking a witness to give other people an opportunity to come into him. For he no greater. Greater is himself in us than the devil in the world.
Yeah,
the devil
yeah.
is a defeated force. He's a defeated force. So let us hold to God's unchanging hand. That's what God gave me to share with you all today. And again, I hope you're blessed. And if you're blessed, be a blessing. Be a blessing. Sow into this worldwide ministry. That
yes,
the people may
yes,
hear
thank
the Lord.
You.
Hear the Lord and be blessed. There are other Greek preachers will come on to this radio program. But we that are pioneers, let us show our strength from the get go.
Yeah,
and what is that
you.
Together? If we show our strength from the get-go, when others come in, they'll put their strength in. And then guess what? The load will become lighter for everybody if everybody join in and do their part.
Sure will.
Your part may not be my part. Your part may not be my part. Your part may be more. Your part may be less. But if you do something with your little bit, his little bit, my little bit, her little bit, then guess what? It'll make a whole lot. All we got to do is unite in the spirit of God and recognize you are very valuable. Wherever you are, you're very valuable in the eyes of God because he made you in his image. Now, if you want the top, if you want the best of everything, then walk in God's image. Know that you are in the image of God. God bless you all this evening.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Greater is he that is in you. Yes, from John, 1 John 4:4. You heard from Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And we're going to hear a song from the Praying Man album, Give Jesus Your Heart. Then we will have Invitation to Discipleship. And welcome you to the new world, the new Christian world. And then after that, we will be dismissed. Give Jesus your heart. heart. Give Jesus your heart. Yes, we now have invitation to discipleship. Welcome to the family and benediction by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Go ahead, Reverend Marshall.
God bless you. If you are going down a dead-end road and there's no outlet, turn around. If you've been following the path of atheists and agnostics and antichrists, and if you've been doing it because you thought it was the right thing to do in the world and it would get you what you need, it would take you where you want to be, and you've been loving God just 30% and you've been giving the world 70%, turn it around. Turn it around. All you got to do is repent and say, Lord, I haven't been living for you as my creator. I've been living for the world. And explain why you've been doing it, and then let it go, forsake it. Because God got something better for you. Don't stay in no abusive relationship. Don't stay in no unequally yoked relationship. Give your whole heart to God and watch what he do for you. He want to take you out of that shack you hate. He want to take you out of that beat up this and that you got. He want to give you the best of everything. And who better than God can give you the best of what you need, even more than you know you need it.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is come to him, wherever you are. You're not too bad off. If you're homeless, you ain't too bad off. If you're in the palace, you're not too bad off. All you got to do is make a decision, and you got to do is say, Lord, I repent for the wrongs I've done in my life, to myself and to others. And believe that Jesus is the Son of the true and living God, and believe he is the Christ. God said, if you come near to me, he said, I will in no wise turn you away. So he wants you to come. He wants you to, he want to change your life. He want to reform you. Judge, lawyer, doctor. He want to reform you. He wants justice to roll through the streets like a stream, like flood. But you must come. You must come to him. You must come to him. And all you got to do is repent. You ain't got to come in with no great speech, and you ain't got to come in with no great pledges. All you got to do is repent for the wrongs that you've done to yourself and to others. And all you got to do is accept Jesus as Lord and Savior over your life tonight. You change tonight. Your life changed tonight. When you change, and when you get closer to God, everything changes in your life. The people in your life changes. The things you have in your life changes. Why? Because God brings about a change. That's why he tells us, great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Come now.
Yes.
Come now while you have time. Don't wait till. Until you get old. It's all right if you're old and come. But come while you got time. Come while you're youthful. And you can walk and you got your limbs. Come while you got a good, strong voice where you can really give a great witness to God. And come on, modify your nation of people. You say they've been down and out for 400 and some years. So but come and modify their life. Come be that Moses that they need in this day and time. Come out of nightclubs and come out of the cheeks and corners of sin, and come out over here and be something in the light. Come out over in the light where people can really see who you are. They can't see you in darkness. Come on in the light. When you come to God, you come into the light. You walk in the light. So come on over to the light. Come over to the light where that husband can really see. Come over to the light where that wife can really see. Come on over to the light where people you want to be in your life can really see who you are. They can see you when you walk in the light.
Hallelujah.
Greater. Come on. Come on over. You know? You say you want the best of everything? Come on over. Come on over to the light. You can see what you can see what you're buying when you're in the light. But you can't see what you're getting in the dark. You know, come on over to the light. They got plenty of light over here. You can see the scars, you can see the smoothness, you can see the authentic sea, you can see the immaculate sea. Come on, but you got to come in the light for this to happen. You can't really buy no good house if your eyes is all dimmed and blinded, because you'll buy something moth-eaten up, you know. But come over in the light, you can see it, you know. Come over to the light, you know. Yeah, I know you say you got it going on, you think you got it going on, because you out there on the stages of main stages of life. But come over to the light. Come over to the light. If you come over to the light, you'll be able to see what you're dealing with. And the light is in Jesus, for he is the light of the world. And they that come into him, they that come into him will have everlasting life. I got to just come. Come. You don't have to have money. You don't have to have anything. Just come. And I guarantee you, you could be broke coming into Jesus, but once you get into Jesus, your brokenness is going to run away. Because guess what he said? He said, I own the world and the fullness thereof. And they did dwell therein. You become a lender and not the borrower.
Hmm. Yeah.
You become above and not beneath. Come on over to Jesus. There's plenty of room. You ain't got to worry about, is it going to be enough for you? It's plenty of enough for God. Come on over. You ain't got to worry about if you have a spot in the limelight. Come on over, because Jesus is the light. So wherever you come in, you're going to be in plenty of light. You want to be on the main stage? Yeah. Come on over to Jesus. You're going to be on the main stage, and you're going to be on the most lit stage that's lit up. All you got to do is come. If you're tired of the old, tattered garment that you've been wearing, come on over and let God give you a robe of pure white. All you got to just come to him tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to sow the seed. Sow the seed. And we're going to ask Inez to give you that cash out one more time. But sow the seed, and let's be a blessing, because we do need Inez to come. She's over here on the Lord's side. She's in the light. Then come on over here so you can have some light on your ministry. If you got a preaching ministry, you don't need to just preach locally. Let the whole world hear you preach it, man. You know? And all you got to do is come where God's people are. God's people will give you an opportunity, because we ain't jealous. We ain't hung up on no envy. We ain't hung up on, you're going to outdo me. You can't outdo me because I'm in the spirit. You can do like me, because we are one. For the Bible said the multitude that them that believe were of one heart and one soul. I ain't trying to outdo my brothers and sisters. I'm trying to do with them what God requires. So if you don't know him tonight, you don't know him, just accept him wherever you are. Say, Lord, I repent for the wrongs that I've done to myself and to others. And I believe that you are the Son of the true and living God. And I believe you're coming back to judge the world. If you say that prayer with me and accept Jesus as Lord and let him be Lord of your life, then you have changed. Now all you got to do is walk in the light. Now you have to, it's going to be a challenge. But hey, guess what? The sufferings of this present moment is not to be compared. And eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have been entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him and are called unto his purpose. You heard the call. You felt it. You felt it was something more in you tonight, today, yesterday. You felt it was something more in you. Now you know tonight it is something greater in you than it is in the world. So you don't have to stay in the rut that you was in, because greater is in you than he that is in the world. Now if you belittle yourself, you still going to have to repent. God bless you all.
Thank you. Go ahead.
And tonight, we want you to know that we love you, and we're going to give you every time what God give to you. So we want you to tune in. We want you to get other people to tune in, because we're talking about from darkness to light. From darkness to light. So tell those people that you want change in your life that you know. Tell them to tune in, because God got a word to change their lives. Just like you changed minds, just like you changed others I know. He want to change their lives. God bless you. Have a good night. Love you all. And Sister Inez, God bless you. And thank you for
thank
what
you,
you've
thank
done.
You, thank you, thank you.
You're very unique in the kingdom of God, and I love you, and we love you, and we pray your betterment, and we hope all of these seeds that come in from around the world will be a blessing to you. Give them that Cash App, and good night.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can listen to any episode of Let's Do It Radio found on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. And I want to thank those who are on the line listening with us and who are in worldwide listening to us. And thank you for the seeds that have been sown this evening for me. And for those of you who would like to sow more seeds, that Cash App is $ANAISEV as in Victor, ALC as in Charlie, OUR. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now would you please bow your heads? May the Lord watch between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
Be blessed. Stay blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you want to stay on and listen, I'm going to be playing more songs that pertain to the topic, greater is he that is in you than we that is in the world. So thank you so much for joining us this evening. And this first song is Marvin Sapp, The Best in Me. Let's see, I gotta find it. Yes, yes, thank you, Jesus. The Best in Me.
You saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me.
Yes.
I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
Yes.
When everyone else around me. Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine. And I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine. And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me.
Yeah.
did.
I wish I had a witness tonight. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Yeah, if there's anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up. Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, Jesus mine, and I'm his.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what I did, for he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I am
his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Yes, yes, yes. The best in me. Marvin Sapp. Yes, yes, yes. Doesn't matter. He saw the best in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater.
There's an anthem we sing at the church. We want to share it tonight.
greater is he that is.
Greater, 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 greater,
Lord, take us. We have the victory. We are victorious. I dare you to lift your hand.
Yes, Greater, Greater, Greater by John P. Key. Greater Is He by Patrick Riddick. We have different versions. Sung.
Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Why don't you touch your name and say, neighbor, greater is he that's within me than he that is in the world. Come on here, choir.
I'm
That is by Patrick Friedrich. Next, we have Jeremy Passion. Some more Greater Is He for More Than a Feeling.
Hey.
we were going to have a song by Proclaim, which is a choir out of Africa singing, Greater Is He. Yes, Greater Is He. By Proclaim. Nice group of kids. Joyful song by the group Proclaim. Great is your mercy, live.
Tender mercy, I see.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I'm going to play a song that's kind of, it's not even a song. It's different. You just got to listen. Greater is he that is in you.
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 Greater is he that is in you.
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 Greater is he that is in you.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Greater is he that is in you.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Greater is he that is in you.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Greater is he that is in you.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Greater is he that is in you.
Than he that is in
the world. Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
We are of God.
We are of God.
We are of God.
We are of God.
He that knoweth God, heareth us.
He that is not of God, heareth not us.
Heareth not us.
Heareth not us.
Let us love one another. For love is of God.
And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And knoweth God.
And knoweth God.
For God is love.
Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
That we might live through him.
We might live through him.
We might live through him.
Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us.
But that he loved us.
But that he loved us.
But that he loved
us. But that he loved us.
Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us.
And sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
For our sins. For our sins.
If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
To love one another.
To love one another.
If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God.
And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us.
The love that God hath to us.
The love that God hath to us.
God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Dwelleth in God, and God in him.
We love him because he first loved us.
Because he first loved us.
Because he first loved us.
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar.
If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar.
For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
How can he love God? How can he love God
not seen
whom he hath not seen?
He has not seen. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening. Let's Do It Radio does not own the rights to any of the music you've heard on this broadcast. As you heard, Reverend Ronnie Marshall has an album. The Praying Man album, which will be coming out soon with another album to be released real soon. He's working on it now. And everybody else is live, John P. Key, Proclaim, and everybody else. So we do not own the rights, and all music is original audio from those artists. So, again, thank you for joining us today on the fourth Sunday of January. Join us on the, I believe we have a fifth Sunday. Yes, we do. And Reverend Willie Pride will be joining us on the fifth Sunday of January. So please be safe. Keep guarded from the COVID, from the Omicron, from whatever variant is out there. Love one another, because we are all leaving this world one way or another. Many people have passed away, and we won't see them anymore until the great day, the great reckoning. So thank you to each and every one of you again for joining us. Thank you for the seeds that were sown to me today by all the lovely listeners outside. If you want to sow a seed, the Cash App is $ANAISEVALC. COUR. Thank you. Be blessed. Stay blessed. Amen. Amen. And amen again.